Lord, we're focusing our worship this morning.
One of my favorite tools. That's your favorite too? And I'm a dentist in my spare time, so all kinds of things up here. Well, today we're going to be talking about building things. That's why I've got some building blocks here. I wonder if one of you guys would be willing to be a volunteer. Malik, you want to be a volunteer? Okay, why don't you stand up here, Malik, right? Stand right up here and turn around, face everybody. Okay, now the rest of you guys' job is to do this. Take these blocks and build all around him. Maybe we'll let him hold his arms out. We'll just let his arms and his face show. See if we can build a building all around him with those blocks. Shall we do that? Okay. Well, you're going to have to do your arms then. We just have to be able to see his face, though. Well, that's good. There you go. Okay. Very good, very good, very good. Now, let me ask you a question, a couple of things, you guys. You remember Jesus said some things about building, too. He said stuff like, don't build your house on the sand, right? What instead are you supposed to build your house on?
The rock.
The rock, okay. Well, so he talked a lot about building. Today, we're going to talk about building, too, if I can find the clicker. It's up there. And thank you. So we're going to build like this guy is building. And this is the verse that we're going to talk about. Let us, therefore, make every effort to do what leads to peace and the building up of one another. You see how we've kind of put a wall? Malik's like in a building of his own,
yeah,
right?
He's trapped. The only way I could do it is like drill this big giant hole.
Yeah, that would work.
Or if this was like just regular blocks, then I could, toy blocks, then I could just boom.
Yeah. But these are giant cement blocks that you could never do that to. So that's why you can't do that. See, that one's there. Okay. All right, Malik, this is my turn. Okay. Anyway, what I want to know is, well, the Bible talks about us as people. The Bible says we're like a building. And so I thought, well, let's put these buildings all around Malik and we'll have this understanding how God talks about. In fact, he says this thing. He says, you, all of you who are followers of Jesus Christ, he says, you are God's building. You get that? God is talking about us like a building of some sort. And then, if that's the case, we're to do what, as this verse says, builds up one another, like you did. When you start a building, do you say, well, I think I'll start with the roof first? Do you do that?
Yeah.
Where do you start?
You start at the bottom, at the basement.
At the bottom, at the basement, even sometimes beneath the ground, right? And then you build which direction?
Up.
That's why it says, and the building up of one another. But, you know what? Sometimes things happen and somebody gets a big old sledgehammer. Are you scared, Malik? And they come along and they do things to people that are not nice and they... No. Okay, hold on. I'm the one with the sledgehammer, Malik. But that's not what the Bible verse we're talking about says to do. It says, Malik, stand here, Malik. It says, in spite of the things he's doing, we're supposed to build him up. So build him back up. And he's going to be patient with us. There you go. Build him back up. Okay. Now, what kinds of things would we do to people? There's a thought question here now. What kinds of things would we do to people that would build them up, do you think? Build more blocks, okay.
Build more Christians.
Build more Christians. Tell them about the Bible. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. If I picture Melody as a building and I do things that tear her down, I'm no longer talking about bricks. I'm talking about something else. What do you think I'm talking about? Discouraging. Yeah. What kinds of things would be discouraging to Melody that I might do or say? What do you think, Taylor? You got an idea? What would be discouraging? Anybody else? What would be discouraging to Melody? I wouldn't be hitting her with a real sledgehammer, but I might be hitting her with other things. What kinds of things might I... What do you think? Oh, yeah. A hammer. Mm-hmm. This never goes the way I plan it. How about if I said mean things to her? Would that be like tearing down her walls or tearing down her blocks? What if I hit her? Would that be like mean to her? That'd be awful, wouldn't it? Taylor. But what would I do to build her up then instead of tearing her down?
Be nice to her?
Be nice to her? How could I be nice to her?
Share your toys with her.
Share my toys with her. What else? You keep thinking. Share love with her. That's excellent. What else? Rebuild her. How would I rebuild her, do you think? Think of that's her excellent.
Saying encouraging things.
Excellent. Excellent. So I have the ability to think of her with this as a building like this, and I can knock down her walls or I can build them up, right? And that's what this verse is talking. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and the building up of one another. Does that help you get a little better understanding of what God wants us to do toward each other, to build each other up? You think about a person and you think about those walls, and I have the ability to knock them down or build them up, right? Okay. You think we should let Malik out of there?
Yeah, sure. I'll get him out.
Okay. Oh, you're going to knock it down, huh? Okay, go for it. Before you go, how about just put them all over here so I don't trip on these? How's that? Okay, thank you all. I'll tell you, I'll keep the hammer. Thank you. Thank you. I'll keep all that stuff. Thanks. Thank you all. See you later. All right, well, you got it. Good at herding cats. Oh, boy. Okay. You know, the right thing to do right now might be to pray. Let's pray. Lord, you use some graphic language to talk about us and our lives and our relation to one another. And it is not accidental that you and the Apostle Paul used this building metaphor. We want to grasp all that you intend for us to grasp about that this morning. But there's the weakness of language, there's the weakness of metaphor, there's the weakness of this speaker, there's all kinds of weaknesses. We need your strength. And we need the strength of the one who said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Lord, we need that builder God, that builder Lord Jesus Christ to do the powerful work this morning, and we ask for it in his name. And everyone agreed and said, amen. All right. Well, let's see if we can recover something here, shall we? Would you turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 14, verse 19? You also have it in your bulletins, and it might be helpful to compare the version in your bulletin with the version that you have in your Bible, the translation. Shall we read together the words on the screen? Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and the building up of one another. Some of your translations say, let us pursue, and some of them say different things like this. And of course, there's two things that are being driven at in this verse. One is peace and one is building up. And then we have those key words, one another.
And if you've been around for a few weeks, you know that we are tracking through the Bible, the New Testament commands, the one another commands, how we are to treat one another. That word, that phrase, one another, appears a lot of times. And this morning, I want to talk with you about this phrase that comes to us in Romans 14, 19, building up of one another. This word in the Greek language that we get our Bible from the Greek is much like our English word build. It has a very basic literal meaning, like this guy here. He's building something up, and they use the up preposition just like we do, to build up. You start at the bottom and you work your way up. And so it's a very literal thing. And here's a couple of examples of very obvious stuff. Here's how people build around the world. You've seen these kinds of things before. And all kinds, and all down through the ages, all kinds of building. And as this guy's doing, you start at the bottom and you work your way up. That's one of the meanings in the Greek word to build or to build up. But there's another important meaning or use of the word, and it's figurative. It's a metaphor. And that's sort of what I was running into trouble with the kids, is getting past the literal and to the metaphoric or the figurative use of the word. And there are over 30 metaphoric occurrences of this word in the New Testament. In fact, the vast majority are this figurative speech. There's the very literal, the man built his house on the sand, the man built his house on the rock. That's very literal. But the vast, vast majority of the times we find this word is like it is here in this verse that we're studying. Build one another up. It's not talking about bricks and mortar on the person and slathering them up with nails and screw guns. No, it's a metaphoric, figurative use. And like I say, there's a bunch of them. I'd like to give you a taste, just an overview of what those verses sound like. So I've asked several readers to give you just a few of those. So William, I think you're first. Would you give us the first one there? So Paul was giving a benediction or a blessing there, and he says, I commit you to God who is able to build you up. You can obviously see that. Okay, number two, reader. Okay, great contrast there. Number three. So you get this, building yourselves up or being built up, or all of this is the metaphoric figurative use. So let's summarize then this usage. Building up, first of all, of a person or an entity. I will build my church. He wasn't talking about bricks and mortar. The church was being built up. You are God's building, building up a person or an entity. And the third usage, also figurative, is to strengthen or make able. And a lot of times that word is translated edify, but it's the exact same word, to build up. In fact, that word edifice, where do we see an edifice? On a building. So it's to build up. And there we have a couple of more examples. Let all things be done for building up, for edification. Of whom? Of all the believers. All the, it was 1 Corinthians 14, all about the spiritual gifts. All of this is to be done for the building up of the body. And each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his building up, to his edification. All right, you get that. And then there are, of course, these two explicit texts that we have here in the blue and the orange that use that exact phrase along with the one another that we've been studying. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and the building up of one another. That's Romans 14, 19. We'll be studying that one today. And Henry will take up this one in 1 Thessalonians 5 in the weeks to come. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing. So we're just going to focus on the Romans 14 one this morning. And let's talk for a minute. What is building up one another? What do you think building up one another is? And, you know, for me, I often do better by thinking what something is by realizing what it is not. So what it is not, and this verse was already read, for this reason, Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, and there were a bunch of things going wrong, and he had to deal with them, and he said, for this reason, I am writing these were difficult things, while I'm absent, in order that when present, I may not use severity in accordance with the authority which the Lord gave me. What was the authority? For building up, not for tearing down. So that's
what it is not. It is not for tearing down. Building is for building up. That seems obvious, doesn't it? All right, now, what is building up? I want to ask you guys to get in groups of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever, and come up with what building up is. And by that, before we do that, let's go back to what it is not. This says tearing down and building up, but let's put some meat on those bones. How do good people, like people right here in this room, good Woodland Hills people, how do people who want to walk with the Lord and are in fellowship with one another, they maybe not mean to, but they tear each other down. Would you come up with the same thing, little groups here, but come up with some ways that we tear people down rather than build them up. Let's start with the tearing down. What building up is not, okay? Take just a few moments and wrestle with those, and I'll get back with you in a second, okay? You won't get the whole thing done, but you can give us a couple of good examples. All right. Let me hear from you. What are some ways that we might, you know, I'm not talking about the bad people that live across the street. I'm talking about us types, right? Okay? What I mean by that is I don't want the theoretical they. I want the realistic us. Even we do this kind of stuff, okay? Some honesty here, right? All right? Okay, so we judge somebody and that discourages them. Okay, what else? Okay, so we don't build each other up by not being together with each other in worship and service. Okay, good. Next, stereotyping. Okay, gossip. That doesn't build anybody up, does it? What else? Being critical. Okay, so you got being critical to their face and being critical behind their face. Okay. Excluding. Being exclusive. Very good. All right, what else? Sarcasm to
get a laugh
at someone else's expense. Okay. Undermining. What's that look like? Okay. Indifference. You're just not that important for me to even notice kind of thing. Okay. Excellent. What do you mean? Okay. Very good. So there again, not doing something we should be doing is actually tearing down. Yeah, Russ? There you go. Anyone else? I think you're doing a great job wrestling with this. Let's move now to then what does building up in a church family like ours, in a Christian community like ours, what should it look like? What are things we can do to really do this? It's nice to say, I'm going to build you up, but what does that mean? Let's put some meat on those bones, shall we? Do the work with each other again. All right. Wrap it up. Okay, let's hear from you. Some ways we can follow this command. What are ways we can build one another up? Yes, sir, Preston. Okay, saying positive, encouraging things. I like that. Y'all agree with that? Good job, Preston. How about somebody else? Brag.
Brag.
I thought he was tagging on with Preston over here, bragging on him. Okay. Okay, pray. So what do you mean by that, pray? Okay. So they may not know even that you're praying, but you're building them up through prayer. But then they might know if you told them too, right? Okay, very good. All right. So a challenge in a combative way or, okay, invite them to step up kind of thing, a challenge. Excellent. Okay, very good. Good. Because you see some potential in a person and you're challenging them. Come on, man, you can do this. Okay, good. Very good. Norma, that's a good vehicle for building one another up. Yeah.
Nourish.
I like that word. What goes on in a small group that would nourish that, Norma? What kinds of things happen in a nourishing small group? People share more openly. Okay. What else might happen in a small group? Y'all can add in, too. What goes on in a small group setting that might not go on so much in a 100-person setting? Okay, you're valuing them, they're important, you're getting to know them. Excellent, all right. Good, Courtney. Oh, okay, excellent. Serving is a great way to build somebody up and then look for particular ways to serve. Yeah, Raul. So a short term might be making a meal, and a longer term might be a whole 9 months or 10 months of sixth grade, and you... That would definitely Be good. If you took those sixth graders for, yeah, okay. You're probably built up a lot too during that 10 months, aren't you? What else? So there's been a conversation, and then you're getting back to them and indicating, you know, I really was listening, and I am concerned about what's going on, and making that follow-up. Excellent. Okay. Did you have a different thought, Patty? Okay. Harold? Okay. Setting aside maybe your agenda in order to do self-sacrifice. That's excellent. Okay. Being honest, even when it's painful. Okay. Lend a strength to someone who's weak. Excellent, Phyllis. Okay. Okay. Acknowledging and affirming. Excellent. Excellent. Well, I think we're all hitting on it and lots of different angles, and I think there's a whole lot of work that we could do on this. The point is, there's not just one thing we can do or say to build up. There's just this whole cornucopia of ways that we can obey this command to build up one another. Now, I was sitting in my study, and I was wrestling with this, and my frustration was I kept coming up with things of speech. And I thought, there's got to be more ways to build somebody up than just speech. So I really started wrestling with it, and I came up with, get this, 12 tangible techniques for building up one another. I started with 7, and then it grew to 10, and then there was 11, and I had to come up with 12 because I'd already gotten tangible techniques. What?
Is this that bragging
part? No, this is... I had to have the T's because I'd already nailed that down. So I had to end with 10 or 12. And so I'm joking, of course. But you might find these useful. A lot of them you've already pegged somewhat. But it might be worth jotting down. Let's talk about them for a minute. Esteem others more important than yourself. This is how you build somebody up. They, whether you say it or not, it's probably not the kind of thing you do say, David, I am really esteeming you more than me today. He's going to grab in his wallet right now, right? No, but if he just senses as I'm with him that I am really esteeming him and his things, kind of like what you said, Harold, his thing is really more important right now than my thing, then what does that communicate to him? Man, I'm a person of value. Whether he cognitively thinks that sentence through or not, he has a sense he's been built up. So, and of course, that's not original with me. The Apostle Paul, follow Christ's example. Philippians 2, we spent a lot of time in that. How about this one? Just a one-worder, listen, right? So often we're already thinking about the next thing we're going to say to answer, and we don't really even hear what the person said, or we sure didn't hear it accurately. Or we cut them off, you know? Isn't that true? We do. I mean, not y'all do that, but other people do that, right? Listen. Listening conveys a huge amount of value to the other person. And I believe when we're an effective listener, and it goes with things like eye contact, and that whole kind of thing, and avoiding certain... you know, postures while they're talking, you know, drumming the, you know what I mean? How we listen is a huge way to communicate building up with one another, okay? How about this one, respect? You know, there's just so many ways that we strip a person of respect, and that also is visual, and it's also how we interact and interface with a person. But when you show a person that you respect them, you are building them up, and they, you can almost see them rising, their shoulders lifting. Am I telling the truth? You know what it's like when someone respects you, and you know what it's like when someone disrespects you, and they just treat you like you're just a waste of their time and that sort of thing, and it just saps the energy and the life right out of you. But if you want to build somebody up, respect them. Consciously try to respect that person. And, you know, that includes the person who maybe his position in life is not a position of respect, right? Certain vocations is just stereotyped. Somebody said that word earlier. Stereotyped that's a position without respect. And here you come along and you show that person respect. You have just built that person up. Isn't that amazing? How about this one? Tame your tongue. Oh, man. Had to get personal, didn't we? You know, you're in the heat of the moment, and you're frustrated, maybe you're angry,
And you want to build that person up, you'd better tame that tongue, right? James says we all offend in so many ways. If any man doesn't offend with his tongue, he's a perfect person. We all do it. So how are we going to build people up when out of the same mouth are coming blessings and cursings, James says? Well, the way to do it is to tame that rascal. Ask, cry out to God to help you hold that thing down. I want to build this person up, not destroy him. All right? Let's move on to one. You guys have already said this one. Encourage a person. That'll build a person up in a flash, won't it? And it's, of course, it's got to be genuine. It can't be, you know, I'll pull this one out. Oh, yeah, your hair looks nice today. Your hair looks nice today, John, you know, or whatever, okay? Be quick to forgive. How does that convey building up? You know, you're such a person of value in my estimation that the wrong that you did toward me, I forgive that wrong. You are more than the sum of the wrong that you did to me. I value you. I hold you in high regard. And being quick to forgive, of course, the opposite is not forgiving. What have you just communicated? Certainly not building up. And then the converse of this, make your own offenses right quickly with another person. I value you so much that the thing that I did to you, it was wrong, and I repent of that. I'm sorry, and I ask your forgiveness for that. Would you forgive me? Make it right quickly. Don't linger on that thing. When you make right of your wrongs quickly toward another person, they know that you value them. They know that they're being built up in that whole process. How about this one? Be understanding. See, I had to wrestle. But I think when we are understanding of where a person is, we are actually contributing to their building up. How about this story? There was a man, he got on the subway with his three little kids. They were all preschool age. And he just sat down over here by the window, and he's just looking out the window, and his three kids were just, they were just really disorderly and kind of making a lot of noise, and here all these business people are on their way to work and reading the paper, working on their computers or whatever, and the kids are kind of all under everybody's feet and making a lot of noise, and it's really, the tension was rising in that area of the subway car, and finally somebody got up a nerve and tapped him on the shoulder kind of firmly and said, "Hey, mister, how about get your kids under control?" And he kind of snapped out of it all of a sudden, and "Oh," he said, I'm so sorry. He said, "Me and the kids, their mother just died last night. We're just coming home from the hospital, and I guess they just don't really know what end is up anymore, so I'm sorry." Oh boy, don't you know the person that tapped on his shoulder so forcefully wanted to crawl under that seat? I mean, if only he could have been understanding. If he had known, of course, he would have been understanding. But how about the times when we don't know what is going on in a person? When we are understanding of the things we do know and we seek to understand the things we don't know, we convey all kinds of value to that person. We build them up and we hold them in high regard. But it takes effort to be understanding because, you know, the only person we typically are understanding of? Ourselves. We know we had a rough night last night. We know that whatever. We know that the bills are due and there's not enough. We know that, and the list goes on, but we need to try to be understanding of that person. How about be kind? Don't you think being kind communicates that you want to build that person up? And what does the Lord require of you? Does anybody quote that with me? And what does the Lord require of you but to... Can anybody help me with this? To do justice. Love mercy. And isn't there kindness in there? The version I have is kindness. Show kindness and probably mercy. To do justice and love kindness or mercy. The Lord, he himself has asked us to be kind. And being kind builds people up. How about another? Tim, you mentioned this one, but it's zero gossip. Zero gossip. That person's reputation is safe with me. Even if they're not here. Even if the whole conversation starts stirring up and all about that person is safe. Their reputation, their character is safe with me or with you. That's building them up. It's certainly not tearing them down. And how about, another of you mentioned this, acts of service, help. Like you said, Harold, when you put aside your agenda to go and help and to serve, you're building that person up. And of course, love is the mortar that goes between the blocks that build up another person. And a person is, most people have a keen sense of awareness of whether they're an agenda on your list or whether you really love them, whether you really care for them. And if love is the mortar between all the bricks of what you're doing for them, that house that is them is strong and it's sturdy and powerful. So let us therefore make every effort. Some of your versions say, let us pursue. Is this kind of optional thing? Well, that word pursue, or translated make every effort, is actually the word persecute. It's the same word that Paul went and he persecuted the churches. He ran after, chase to capture is the way it's used also. Let us make every effort to do what leads to peace and the building up of one another. It's not optional. It's not a suggestion by Paul. He's saying, we need to be doing this thing and do it with a diligence, a purposefulness that matches persecuting. And you think about a communist regime and how they persecute maybe Christians. Well, go after building one another up with that same diligence that a communist regime goes after persecuting Christians. That'll help us. Well, let's wrap it up then. I have to confess to you some of the footnotes in my Bible, some of the marginal readings. You know what mine says? It says, do what leads to the peace and the building up of one another, footnote. This is, building up is only for pastors and elders. It is optional for others. That's what it says. There's another footnote that says, if you are under a lot of pressure right now, or if things are going badly for you, you do not have to do this. Another footnote says, this does not apply to family members. You do not need to build up family members. Another footnote says, you do not have to do this to a person you do not like. Phew. Another one says, if you have been married a long time, you do not have to do this anymore. That was for when you were younger. Yeah. You know, those aren't really in my Bible, but a lot of us pencil those in so many words, to the Bible we read. Well, that's my wife. Yeah. Those are my kids, my teenage kids. Yeah. Are you building them up? That's that person at work that nobody likes. Uh-huh. Well, it's just for pastors and elders. Right. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to the building up of one another. Every effort. Boy, those are strong words. Persecute, pursue, building up. That's the metaphor Christ used about the church. I will build my church, and you are God's building. And the Apostle Paul says, don't do anything that'll tear down. I'm not going to tear down. I want to build up. And you're not to say anything of a word, any kind of speech that would tear down, but only for the edifying or building up of one another. God is serious about building up one another. And he's telling that to us. So the question is that front and center on our minds, or did we tuck that one back there somewhere? No, he's saying, you guys, building up of one another is key. Let's stand together, shall we? Lord, we, I know I'm coming up short on this, and I have to say it again. My life has been rattled by this command of yours that I need to be building up, and that needs to be really pivotal and front and center in my day-to-day living, and I confess that it's not. But I want to get in line with what you have said right here in your word. I want to be about building people up. And I ask for help for that. I have a sense that my friends here want to be obedient in this regard too. And you know the pressures of our lives and the things that just occupy us and the tensions and all of those things, Lord, the people that exact stress on, or put stress on us in our lives. You know deadlines and all of that, you know. But you are asking us to be about the business of building up one another. After all, they are the others that you redeemed from death to life. So, Lord, would you enable us? Would you give us strength? Would you help us to be about building your other children up? Thank you, Lord. We thank you for all of this, this command, and we thank you for the enabling power of your Spirit that will help us. Keep us supple and pliable and willing. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's see. Barb, what are you trying to say to me?
I was just going to say David and Kathy's parents are here today.
Okay. I'm dense sometimes. Don and Carol Miller, welcome to you guys. And Don and Carol, you going to be able to stay for lunch with us today? Excellent. Okay. You guys are from Texas, and we grieved with them and with David in the passing of Don and Carol's daughter, Cindy, a few weeks back. So you'll be sure to give them an encouraging building up embrace and a word. All right? We're going to head that way for the meal. If you're a guest or if you're a member that you would be willing to take a guest through the front of the line, would you head on that way in first? Okay. Lindsay, would you give thanks for the meal?